Basalt residents will vote in coming weeks on the future of an old mobile home park. The issue is a controversial one. The town is asking residents to buy land they've already sunk money into and to spend more to spruce it up. It's called Pan and Fork because of the confluence of the Frying Pan and Roaring Fork rivers. The property isn't the most attractive right now, but it has potential. Gretchen Arntz thinks so, and she has no skin in the game. She's visiting from Boston.
It looks like it could be developed into something really nice.
But into what? Ballots this fall start asking Basalt's voters these questions. Question 2F asks, should the town buy a piece of property it's already spent money rehabilitating? And 2G, if and only if taxpayers buy the property, should they spend more making it a nice park? It's a multi-million dollar question. Mayor Jackie Whitsitt and I take a walk around the property, and here's what she envisions.
Oh my God, I think it would be full of people. My personal vision is that in this corner over here, it's still public property. We would have a brew pub or a distillery, and maybe a place to do indoor events for the winter.
If approved, one of the 2.3 acres will be set aside for development. For Whitsitt, it's important the rest remain open space.
You know, if we don't make sure we have some open space, we may not have any open space down the road.
Justin, who lives in Basalt, doesn't want to give his last name. He lives in the apartments across the street from the Pan and Fork.
Well, I would like for it to, you know, not grow anymore. That's kind of why I moved here. But, I mean, it's inevitable. I mean, it's going to happen.
Daryl Woolley has lived in Basalt for
65 years. I graduated from high school here. I think that's going to be a nice park, but we've got some awful nice parks around Basalt. Harmony Park over here is real nice. I guess we can't turn the whole town into parks.
Rick Stevens has served as Basalt's mayor 3 times. He's also been on town council and on the Planning and Zoning Commission. He narrowly lost to Whitsitt in the last mayoral election. He takes me around town in his truck.
We've created Fisherman's Park, Old Pond Park, the Confluence Park, and we've been working towards a goal of density in the downtown for about 30 years.
Basalt has to promote meaningful development downtown, Stephen says. Otherwise,
I just think it's going to bust out of the seams, you know, out on our edges, and it's already showing that it could.
Ballots were mailed Monday, and now voters will decide the meaning of meaningful development. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.